Oh, good morning.
Ouch.
Did I have the... I think I had the headphones turned too loud on that one. Good morning. It's Mike and Lisa Austin as we continue with our discussion on the upcoming synod. And John Venere joins us from Catholic Family News. And go to Catholic Family News, the website.
CFN.org.
CFN.org. And also, subscribe to Catholic Family News.
John is
a wealth of information. But there's a lot on the synod already. His videos are great. And so we're going to welcome John back to us. John, we were talking before the break. We left off talking about so-called the problem of divorced and remarried Catholics being marginalized and stuff. And isn't that sort of a creation of a fake problem to me? Now, so that, you know, the powers that be can come in with their super cape and fix it. But you're going to fix it much better. You have to do it our way. This is sort of typical liberal modernist behavior, isn't it?
Yes, we do see that. And it's also part of the superstition that we have to start not with doctrine, but with the real circumstances in which people live.
Yeah.
And we have to recognize also that we live in history. And this is part two of what you could call the hermeneutical key of this, the latest synod document, because the two key phrases that are used is we have to pay attention to the signs of the times, and we also have to recognize that we are moving through history. Now, Cardinal Casper, who was one of the main men promoting this new open the door to what we could only call sacrilegious communion, he is a great proponent of this notion that everything is historically conditioned. All doctrine is historically conditioned. Morality is historically conditioned. Even scripture, he said in his book on Pope Francis that came out recently, I'm trying to find the exact title so you don't think that I'm making it up. I have the book somewhere here. But anyway, he says regarding the divorced and remarried, he says this cannot be decided merely by quoting the words of Jesus in Mark chapter 10.
Yeah, he's saying, oh no, don't pay attention to the scripture.
Right.
Because he belongs to that new modernist school that claims that we really don't know if Jesus said this, and we really don't know if the miracles are true, and Mark probably didn't write Mark, and John probably didn't write John, and Luke probably didn't write Luke, and Matthew probably didn't write Matthew. That whole liberal Protestant school, and he is bought into, and he has been actually teaching this historicism regarding doctrine, and has been teaching this undermining of scripture since the 1960s and 1970s, and there he was made a cardinal by Pope so-called Saint John Paul II. This problem we're facing in the synod has a long background, and it's all coming to fruition in a very dramatic way.
In October, this is going to all come to a head. Just a couple more things real quick, because I know you're short on time, and I appreciate that. John Venere is on with us. We're talking about the synod coming up in October. And at this point, because it's all going to come to a head in October, John, do we have any recourse besides falling on our knees, praying that that we change?
Well, the thing is, what's going to happen in October probably is they're going to come out with a final document that, again, is full of... it'll be basically a modernist document. They're going to, first of all, what are one of the points of modernism? Well, number one, they pretend that the magisterium has not spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they'll talk about divorce, remarriage within the context of, you know, compassion for the person, which is really the basis of the modernist moral theology, primarily I'm forgetting his name, and it'll come to me. The document will be a mishmash of pretending that the magisterium in the past has not spoken. Also, another tactic that they use is what is confirmed in one place is denied in another. So there will be conservatives looking at various things and saying, oh, wow, this is really wonderful. And other things will be denied. The same point will be denied 2 days later or two pages later or vice versa.
But it's already
it
out there.
It adds all confusion.
Significant silence.
Right. It's already out there.
It should be there. I was just reading one report that pointed out that it was supposed to be marriage and the family. The word, this new working document going into the 2015 synod, this new working document, the word contraception is not mentioned.
Oh.
At all. And Catholics are confused and are not following the church on this,
right.
So many of them. It's not mentioned. And then when it is mentioned, what do they say? Developments of consumer society has separated sexuality from procreation.
Developments of consumer society. What is that? Is that even, that's non-Catholic language. What does that
I know.
Even mean?
No, I mean, people are practicing contraception because they don't want children.
Right.
Right.
And they have fallen for so many of the lies regarding the anti-life forces. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to get that. So you're going to get, at least, you're going to get those things, okay? Pretend the magisterium is not spoken. What is confirmed in one place is denied in another. Mm-hmm. And significant silence on key points. And it's going to be pretty much a big soup that Pope Francis can pull from, because how it works is there is the synod, and then they drop all their documents and their final document on the Pope's desk, and then the Pope takes that and he writes what's called an apostolic exhortation.
Mm-hmm.
So the real meat will be in the apostolic exhortation, which might be followed up in a month, which might not be followed up for a year, but I believe that apostolic exhortation is already written.
Ah.
I think Pope Francis knows exactly what he wants to do.
Right.
And the synod, I hate to say it, is a big Saul Alinsky charade.
That's, yeah.
Looking like a participatory democracy to come to a pre-concluded end.
Are there any cardinals speaking out against these ideas?
I sure hope so.
At all? I think there are, aren't there? There's somebody saying something here.
There is a book called Remaining in the Truth of Christ by at least, what, how many? Six? I don't know, my glasses on. I can't read it. about Walter Cardinal Brandmuller, Raymond Cardinal Burke, Cardinal Caffara, Cardinal De Paulis. I could go on.
Well, Cardinal Burke has stood up several times.
Francis on this. It's very convenient how they're doing it, because they don't really mention Francis. They mention Casper.
Ah.
Casper is the day, because Casper has been so vocal that they
right.
aim all their arrows at Cardinal Casper, but they know full well that this is the Bergoglio doctrine.
When all of this hits, John, I even see the Novus Ordo. How many more splinters? What is it going to do? Is it going to blow apart even the Novus Ordo?
I think so.
Well, I was at a lecture of Bishop Bernard Fillet in June of 2014, mm-hmm. and he said that either cardinals he knows or people who know cardinals have said that if they would come out in favor of this, there would probably be some sort of open schism. And that's why I don't think it's going to happen that way. The way that they can do this and get this across is similar to what they did with the liturgical experimentation. Article 22.2 of Vatican II's decree on the sacred liturgy, mm-hmm. Sacrosanctum Concilium, left an awful lot up to the individual discretion of the local bishops.
I see.
And I think that they are going to do things along that line, which will be which could end up to be the shattering of the unity of the church, even more so. So the way
yeah.
that we see that you go from diocese to diocese and the mass is different everywhere you go,
yep.
and where doctrine is different where you go, this practice will be different everywhere you go. And you should know that people like Archbishop Quinn and this I guess he's a Pakistani bishop, has an impronounceable name, and people like Cardinal Martini and Cardinal Casper, this is exactly what they want. They want a decentralized church where each individual bishop's conference will really be the sole arbiter of doctrine, morals, and liturgy, and the Pope will just kind of be some sort of ethereal figurehead of unity.
Oh my.
And Cardinal Bergoglio, Pope Francis, belongs to that camp because he's publicly praised Calder Martini's approach to synodality and collegiality. But that's cause for another interview.
Yeah, well, that's so eventually we are not going to know what it means to be Catholic in general, and which is brings me to my next thing, announcing the Catholic Identity Conference, of which you're going to be a part in September. The three R's: modernism, recognize it, refute it, and return to tradition. This looks like this is going to be a pretty big conference, given it's a month before the synod.
Yes, those Catholic Identity Conferences are always quite good. And the people can go to the webpage just by typing in CatholicIdentityConference.com. And it's a group of primarily traditional Catholic laymen, but also I think we have two priests this year. And speaking about this, because not only do we talk about what the problem is, but what to do about it. Yeah. And the first thing we have to do about it is, well, I always tell the story of when you're on an airplane and they're giving you instructions in case something happens, mm-hmm. and they talk about the oxygen mask dropping. And they say, if you're with a small child, please secure your own oxygen mask first,
right,
and then apply it to the child. This is what we have to do with the faith. We have to secure that oxygen mask of the faith ourselves first. Study all the old catechisms, the old encyclicals, the old moral teachings, the old dogmatic teachings. We have to really instruct ourselves based on reputable Catholic authors of the past. And then, in two ways, if we have children or family members, we teach it to them, or we just live it, we just live the faith, and people who are interested will notice that we're a little different and say, why do you say that? Why do you do that? Why don't I ever, to the girls, why don't I ever see you in pants?
Right.
Things like that. And that is a means of spreading the faith, without actually having to state things openly in the beginning.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure, John, and just an eye opener. And I guess it remains to be seen. And by the way, you can is it Weirton, West Virginia? That's where the Catholic Identity.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It looks like it's going to be fantastic. I see Michael Matt is there, Dr. Rao, you of course, Louis Verrecchio. It's yeah, and two priests. Yeah, you have two priests. That's awesome. Well, John,
please speaking, yes.
Thank you so much, and God help us.
Just quickly, this was all predicted. Our Lady of Good Success, Aquito, mm-hmm. she talked about a great time of crisis in the 20th century. Mm-hmm. She talked about a crisis of faith from the hierarchy, and she also said those who should speak will remain silent.
Yep. That's right. Well,
and she also predicted in the end there will be a great triumph of the faith.
And there it is. And we're going
and
to...
And it reminds me, too, though.
What?
Of reparation.
That's
right. We need to be reminded to make reparation.
Yes.
This is what's going to move everything in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Is saying the rosary, keeping the first Fridays and the first Saturdays the best that you can, wearing your scapular.
Every time Our Lady came in the modern apparitions from the 19th century to the present, that was the one constant message. Make reparation.
Make reparation. John Venere, ladies and gentlemen, Catholic Family News. Go there. You can get all the information. And he's right on top of everything. Great videos, by the way. You're doing you do all your own editing. Good job on that, right?
I do, yes.
Yeah, it's amazing. John, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. And God bless.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you to John Venere. And we're going to get this break on, and then we're going to come back and wrap up your morning tradition for this morning.
Right.
Replaying again. If you're hearing it in the afternoon, it won't replay. But do I always have to say the schedule? I guess I don't. I should just do it, huh?
I think it's funny. Because right. It's true.
Mike and Lisa Austin here on your morning tradition at Magnificat Radio, MagnificatMedia.com, where we are.
Living our faith.
We'll be back in a minute. Well, Welcome back to your morning tradition here on Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. Mike and Lisa Austin, and again, thanks to John Venneri for being on the show this morning and talking synod.
Mm-hmm.
Synod.
He's always a wealth of information.
The man knows his stuff, and his site is just phenomenal. Do we have a link to Catholic Family News? I haven't looked.
No, not yet.
So. We will get one up there on our site as well. And if you're at our site, of course you are now because you're listening to us.
Well, actually, we do too. We have a link up there. It's in our news section. There's a blog that I did about the Catholic Family News conference. And so, yeah, you can go to his site from that.
So if you just go to the Catholic Family News conference blog you did, which is still right up there.
Yep. You can connect to CFN.org.
There you go. That's cool.
Yep.
Speaking of your blog, and I call it your blog because I haven't done anything on it. You are going gangbusters on it and phenomenal. Lisa has become a expert on scanning photos that are sent to us.
Yeah.
And writing a good blog. I'm proud of you. It's if you go to, like, you're on our site right now, just scroll all the way down to the news. It says news. It doesn't say blog or anything like that. It says news. Go there. Bing. Then. Oh, and the pictures of the guitar.
Yes, of Brother Lawrence, isn't it?
Lawrence, I think, yeah. Down in St. Mary's, struck by lightning with the melted strings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
amazing.
When you're down there at the bottom of the page, I think it's the next little window over to the left from the news. Is that the one with Our Lady of Fatima statue?
It is.
We have the map there, shows you where she's going to be when. And hello, Guardian Angels, Michigan in Manning, North Dakota this morning. Today, if you're listening in the afternoon, I'm sure you're very celebratory right now because today is the day she arrives.
I know.
In town at your place. Attention, Rapid City, South Dakota, you get her in a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she goes Colorado after that. Yeah.
Yeah. It is quite a sight to see. And the preparation that you do before. I mean, that's what we did at our chapel. We did that novena.
Mm, yeah. That's listed there, by the way. If you just click on the picture of Our Lady, that's right there in the middle. Right. And there's the novena to say. Right. And it's just...
We had books. I don't know if all the chapels get to have books, but we had books that were given to us that we could read about it. And we did some preparation and some reading.
You know what would be interesting?
It's like welcoming her personally into... Yeah. You know, Jesus' home, and which is our home too when we go to visit him.
Yeah.
So.
It would be interesting to see how each chapel, each individual chapel, did the procession and displayed her.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we got there, it was already
our chapel.
Done. Everything was already
Saint
done.
St. Therese Chapel.
Yeah, St. Therese Chapel in Madison, Wisconsin. It was already done. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful, and I wasn't part of it. The guys there, who we have some really good woodworkers.
Right.
And I thought that was all part of it. I thought all of that regalia around all went with her.
Oh, well, like it was brought?
Yeah.
And no. We had to do that ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it is because you get involved and you're participating in welcoming Our Lady, and this is out of love mm-hmm. for her. And so you're right. It was beautiful. What do you call that? That
it's an arbor.
Yeah.
That up over her, and then
it was
the flowers.
Just beautiful.
But they had indirect lighting. They had like rope lights inside mm-hmm. there that shone. Mm-hmm. It was neat.
And then when they placed her inside, it was like, you know, it was just fit for her.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that did all of that around her, the arbor and everything, didn't come with her until we went. I think it was the following week was ordinations.
Mm-hmm. That's
and there
right.
she was. I went, "Where's all the stuff? Oh no, that we'd made that." Really? Mm. And then I found out each chapel has a different... So anyway, back to the original. It would be cool to see pictures of how each chapel displays Our Lady.
That would be.
The Fatima pilgrimage statue. So
that would be great. I would love to have some pictures.
You
and we could put that in our little gallery.
Oh, yeah. That would be great. Send Lisa a picture if you have one. I'm sure... Of course you have one. And just send it to her, lisa@magnificatmedia.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be wonderful. I was asked if we are a .org the other day, and we actually are.
Yeah, we are. We're all of them.
we're a .whatever you can, well, no, because there are some, Like .edu, we're not that.
No, we're not education.
But there's .org, .net, and .com all go to the same spot.
Yep.
They all point there. So, and we're up on Facebook now.
Yes, we are.
We have to say like us on Facebook.
Yes, like us on Facebook.
I'm going to try that because when I did it the other day, I put Magnificat Media and it was blank. But you're saying there's pictures there.
There should be.
And the logo and everything?
I stayed up really late.
Let me just tell you what Lisa's been doing because she said, we got to be on Facebook. I said, well, I haven't got time right now. And so I wake up at about 3 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning to get ready for my day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up and Lisa's not there. Where in the heck is Lisa? So I go, okay, well, maybe
still
she fell
working.
Asleep in the chair or something. I get in the shower, I come out. Lisa's just now coming to bed. What's the matter? I've been up. We're on Facebook now.
And now you're telling me there's no pictures.
I don't know.
I don't know. We have to check it out.
Go to Facebook and see if we're on Facebook, if that's the kind of thing that you do. And that's
right.
There you go. Because we weren't going to. And then we were saying, oh, you've got to be on Facebook. So, okay. All right. So,
yeah.
And basically, all we're going to do there is build our little community. If you want to be our, what do they call you on Facebook if you like the page? Are you a friend on Facebook?
Yeah, you're friends.
Or just acquaintances?
No, I think
you're going to buy
friends.
Me a beer if you want to be my friend.
Okay.
I don't think you can do that on Facebook.
And then on the Twitter, your little tweets, I guess. I don't know.
Don't get it. Here's my thing about Twitter. Can we just, I would have Twittered long ago. I think I'd have embraced that because it seemed like a good thing to do. But I neglected it and I put it off and I still put it off. You know why? Because it's not a manly enough name. I am a red-blooded American man, ladies and gentlemen. Merca.
Still doesn't, you know, they're still there.
I don't want to tweet. I want to nail.
Then go to LinkedIn.
I've nailed it on it. Yeah, well, I am on LinkedIn. We should be on LinkedIn. We're going to be on LinkedIn, too. Magnificat Media.
We're going the whole gambit.
Nail it to the wall, man. Don't tweet.
We're going boldly, people.
Going boldly with St. Joan.
That's right.
All right.
She's got our backs.
I think we've probably exhausted our stay here this morning. People are going, can we just go on with our day, please? Thank you, Magnificat Radio. All right. Have a marvelous weekend. It's a Friday, so we were just goofing around here with you. I hope you have a very blessed weekend.
Yes.
We're working on weekend programming now. I know I always say that, but we really are.
Yeah.
There won't be, you'll get music, and we've got some new prayers going, and we've got some new things, but we're working on other programming just specifically for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Things like theatrical productions. Things like theater of the mind. Things like book readings. Things like tap dancing. Things like coloring books for all of American children alike. Things like baling hay live on Magnificat Radio on the weekend. We will be doing things like washing cars on the radio. It'll be beautiful.
Wow.
I have a great weekend. Magnificat Radio, MagnificatMedia.com. We're Mike and Lisa Austin, your morning tradition where we are.
Living our faith.